CBS.
Row 1, Howard K. Smith Show, Ranger Tone Sync, 7.5 inches per second. Interview with. Interview on Cubans. Name will appear on the box.
Take 6.
It's Aguirre.
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 Can we start all over again? Because it should be take 1. We got a different roll of film.
Are we ready?
Ready.
Take number 1. Roll number 2.
Mr. Aguirre, was it very difficult to get out of Cuba?
Yes. And now in this moment, it's very difficult to get out of from Cuba. You need to go to the police stations, then after they make a very investigation, you know, mm-hmm. very
thorough investigation.
Investigation, they permit you go out from Cuba. After you leave them all your properties, all your cars, homes, everything. And sometimes, after you let them all your property, they for any trouble, you know, any things, any little things, they let you. They take you at the airport, the police, and they don't permit go out from Cuba. Sometimes.
What about shortages there? We have heard that there is a terrible food shortage in Cuba. Is this so?
Food? Well, about food, we don't have food. The only food, sometimes when they send some food from Russia, but it's too bad and very little food. You need to go through the list. You need to take a book.
Ration book.
For take your food. For example, you go to any market or any food store and you see everything, all shelves empty, you know? And then, including those soda, you don't have soda, including water, is something that, no bread, nothing of food. Only the ration, you know, they gave you the little ration. Most of the time that mm-hmm. ration is less than what you need for a week or for 15 days, more or less. About the meat, no meat, not rice, very little. You know, those in general, the food is very, very little. They give you less than what you need.
What do the people eat then? What do they do if they don't have meat, they don't have...
Well, you know, what they eat, for example, they gave sometimes it came little chickens, you know, from most of them are in bad condition. Because the other thing is the refrigerator are bad. They don't have a spare part. Then they keep those chickens. They came from Hungary or some socialist country. I don't know. I don't remember the name.
Hungary
or another country, socialist country. Then they take those chicken and they keep a long time. Then when they sell you, they are in bad condition, you know, the chicken. But when you get those chicken in good condition, you can do, you know, not fry because you don't have oil or what we call, you don't have oil and for fried.
How about medicines?
Well, about medicines, well, the medicine is very little. most of the time you don't get the medicine that you need. In the only case when you are very, very sick, then you get some medicines, but are under special control. Most of the time the people die with because they don't have medicine. The doctor can't help the most of the people because they don't have medicines. In those cases, when, for example, the most of, you know, of the people here in the state, they send a lot of medicine down in Cuba. Well, they gave some medicines because the others they keep, like the food. They gave some food, but others they keep. Maybe are for the Russian or for the, because they keep the best food and the best things for the Russian or for the government, for some people of the government, not the people of the government.
Do you see many Russians around Havana?
Yes, a lot of Russians. For example, when I went from my home to the airport, because I used to work in the airport, through the road, you see, I saw a lot of truck with Russian, but about 12, 15, you know, a group of truck. Then after you see others, 12, 7, 15 of Russian. When you take the central highway down to the country, you see a lot of Russian. In Miramar, we call it Mariana, near, do you remember where Alpha 66 or something, that group in Rosita Ornedo?
Alpha 66?
Do you remember that they make an invasion?
A raid.
A raid down to the hotel. Well, all that country, all that borough has a lot of Russian. It's Miramar. They took most of the houses, and then they gave to the Russian. All houses, you know, most of those people are here, are working here, or are out of the country. Then they took most of those houses and gave to the Russian.
Are these soldiers, or could you tell?
You know, what I saw until the October 5th I came, we know that they are military. Because you see the truck, you see the many things, and you know some little guns, but they are dressed civil, mm-hmm. with civil, very poor dress, too, but with civil dress. They until October 5, I don't know after, maybe they have, they use all, most of them civil. They say they are technicians, most of them, but.
Were you able to see any tanks, for instance, or missiles, or
tanks?
Yeah, Russian tanks.
Yes, tanks.
Missiles.
In missiles too. Ooh. For example, I remember that was around September, October or September. I was in my car down to Matanza, to Colón. It's a little town near in the center of Matanza, and I saw about 12. Was 17 those long truck, we call Rastra, I don't remember. Here are those about 12, or, no more than 12, those big truck.
Trailer trucks.
Trailer trucks, well, with the missiles, you know. They, you know, the center, the main part of the missile, because the front they took and the end of the missile they took, but the main part is in about 12 down up to Oriente or some place near there.
Were these missiles covered?
Was well, but a special plastic. You can see easily that they are missiles, and most of the people. I stopped because they stopped the traffic for leave those truck. Then most of the people in that town are, you know, with their mouths open because it's, they do that more often. They sometimes with missiles, sometimes with tanks, sometimes with trucks, a lot of trucks with armament and many things, machine guns, everything they have down there. They take from one place to another, you know, or, but always to show the people his power, Castro's powers in the country, because he knows that the people are against him, including the poor, the farmers are against him.
Why is that?
Why?
Yes.
Well, they are because, for example, the same farmers, they don't have food now. They don't have medicine. Most of them have children. Their children died. A lot of children died. They never say that in the hospital because they don't have enough food. And after that, they are sick. They don't give medicines.
What about freedom?
What about freedom? There you don't have freedom. You have no freedom there. For example, if you go to some place many times, to any house, those defense committee.
Defense committees.
Immediately they notify to the G2 or to any, to the police or any government. Then sometimes they catch you, they make an interrogatory, or other times they check you, but you know, then they start follow you, that makes your life impossible here, there. It's impossible, the life there.
You were telling me before, and I wish you repeat this on film, about when you went to a market and you brought back a basket of food.
Oh, yes.
Could you tell me that story?
Oh, yes. For example, that is something that you can see easy that we don't have freedom. If you go to the market, you buy a bucket when you find some food, and you come to your home, you go with that baggage. The person from the defense committee, you need to show what is into the basket, in the baggage, or any other things, any little package you are carrying on, you need to show them. Most of the time, because not most of, always, they do the same operation.
Where do these defense committees?
They come from people who are living in blocks. You know, in every block they have at least one committee. Then are people who knows. You know, they are there for knows the life of the people in that block. They check what do you do, how many times do you go into and out from your home, how many times do you go to a job, at what time do you arrive at night? That is something very important, because that is the reason that sometimes you arrive now, you go to Havana at night and you see very little people, because most of them are afraid that if they arrive later at their home, maybe the committees can, you know, stop them that they are making counter-revolution or something like that, and then they catch them and took them in prison. That is the reason why those committee works. For example, the other thing they work when those little food arrive to the store, then they are in charge to give to each person of that block the food. For example, that is another thing that you can see the freedom. You are the owner of a food store, and you can sell free your own merchandise. A person that always is those person in the committee defense, are the people who sell and tell to the owner of the store what he need to do. What he need to do.
Did you ever have any trouble with the defense committee?
Well, never, because I always in these about a year ago, I was out from. I went to my home every, 2 days, 3 days, because I know they was against me because I was pilot. I didn't want to fly to Cubana Airlines and those things, and they know that I was working for Pan American down there. It's one of the only American companies, company down there. Then I try always, to go the less time to my home. But trouble, for example, if I left my car, I remember one time I went to my grandmother's house. I opened the back, the trunk of my car. Then a president of those committee came to see me, to see my car. Then I think that my car is free. He didn't want to. He didn't. Who is him to see my car? Because I arrived later, about 11 at night, to my grandmother's home. Then they went right away to check the car. Why I arrived at that time? Then those little trouble I had with them, where about the food sometimes, but those things make to my father. My father went because I never was in the home. Because when you have your families, for example, the only one who can go to the market is under. Only one person who is his name written in the book, that
the Russian book.
Russian book. Is the only one person, is supposed to go down there to keep many things. Well, not many. When you find something to it, is what that's. The trouble with those committee. And the other thing, when those committee doesn't like a person, personal things, they can tell to the G2 or any repressive corp of the government, and they catch you until they clarify everything.
There's been great attempts to indoctrinate the people, and particularly the children, I understand, in schools.
Oh, yes. No. In the school, for example, now you don't have their private school. All schools belong from the government. But most of the what they teach are not for his their own education. What they teach there is about communists or socialists. And sometimes they say something. It's very bad to those children. For example, see what your father is doing. For put the father and the child against, because what they want, the communists there, they don't want family. They want separate everything. Then at the school, it's always most of the times indoctrination. Communist doctrination, instead of
lessons,
science or something, is always all everything is communist. Because they want those little child who are growing now, that they didn't know how was Cuba before, then they want to, you know, to keep those child for from them. Most of the child they send to Russia. It's not, maybe they think it's not enough the indoctrination they gave in Cuba. Then they took groups, 1,000, 2,000, and they sent in Russia, to Russia. They said to they go to study something about the farm and the country, you know. But this isn't true. It's only for giving him indoctrination.
But when Castro first took power, he had considerable support among the people, did he not?
Well, yes.
In the very beginning.
Well, in the beginning, you know, when he says that that was a Cuban revolution, nationalism, and that we're going to have in the 18 months no more free elections, most of the people, you know, believe in him. Because everybody knows that Batista before was a dictatorship, and had nobody likes Batista down there. But after Fidel's arrived, yeah, he says that it's going to be a Cuban and all nationalism, and the most important thing, that free election after 18 months, more or less. Everybody, well, thought that it's going to keep better the country and everything, but he did, and he's doing now, all everything different, what he said in 1959. You can take a Fidel's speech, is that right? Speech for in 1959, and now what and you will see easily that this he is against himself, what he said on 1959 and what he say now.
Right.
He said, I remember in December 1962, when he told through the television that he you know, I don't remember how to say, he didn't tell the truth, mm-hmm, to the Cuban people. He told in the television, he told about if he said in 1959 that he was communist, nobody in Cuba wants him. And then he used all that long jar for making the try for change the government, not the government, Cuba to communist. But most of the people don't want him. That this is something that everybody out of Cuba need to know, that the propaganda, the communist propaganda, is very good. They say everything different what is happening in Cuba now. And down there, nobody wants Fidel. Nobody, including the poor people, the colored people, any person down there, you ask about Fidel, and they say, no, we don't want, including now some militia, those militia, because that is another thing he did about, he changed from, for example, the army, he took out the army. Those who fight with him at La Sierra Maestra before, most of those people are killed, are in jail, or are in the exile. But now they have the militia, the worst people down in Cuba are those militia. But including those people, are some of them now against Castro. When they saw that Russians are now the owners of Cuba, not the Cubans.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cut.
Bobby, give me an end sound over there, please.
Now, here we go. Here. I must say, this is the end of sound roll number two.
Thank you.
Thank you.